You have two possessions that matter immensely. Paul talks about them in his letter to the church of Corinth. One of them is you got treasure. The other one is you are a jar of clay. And I want to talk about why both of those matter so much. This is the end of our journey together, Fellowship of the Withered Hand. I mean, not that we're not going to keep journeying together, but this particular series where we look at that phrase, and it comes from the story of Jesus going into a synagogue and there being a man that had a hand that was withered that didn't work. And Jesus asked him to do the one thing that he can't do and to make quite visible the most shameful part of his life. And when he does, there's healing and there's grace and there's power. And life is just that way. We don't identify, I am not my withered hand, but I have it. I don't live in misery because of it. I don't allow it to become my only identity, but I don't live trying to hide it either. And when I bring it into the light, then power happens. And that's what we're about here. We've looked at how whatever pain there is in your life, Job, if you're a victim of just horrible circumstances, or like Samson, you brought it on yourself. And we all do that. We're all Samson. Or like Mary of Bethany, struggle with shame. We can bring it all to God. And we find that God is present in a unique way in our brokenness. We talked about what one researcher calls the theory of the shattered vase. That when a vase is broken, you can just pretend like it's not and live in denial, or you can just trash it, or you can reassemble it in a new way. This is very interesting, so I want to tell you about that. There's an artist, Makoto Fujimura, who used to be at Fuller Seminary. Peter Wainer writes about him, and he's written a book called Art and Faith, A Theology of Making, and he writes about the Japanese tradition of kintsugi. Kintsugi is the art of repairing broken pottery pieces with lacquer dusted with gold. It's actually apparently sometimes called golden joinery. A kintsugi master will take the broken work and create a restored piece that makes the broken parts even more visually sophisticated, according to Mr. Fujimura. He says, no two works done with such mastery will look the same or break the same way. This is an art that's built on the idea that in embracing flaws and imperfection, you can create a more beautiful and more valuable piece of art. And how striking it is that the single most common symbol image adorning artwork than any other is a cross. Applying that concept to theology, Mr. Fujimura makes the point, it's through our brokenness that God's grace can shine through. As in the gold that fills fissures in kintsugi. And we may have some of those objects, if you're watching this, to be able to take a look at on the screen. Jesus came not to fix us, and not just to restore us, but to make us something new. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Even fixing what is broken is an opportunity to transcend the use of the object. This again, from Art and Faith. Kintsugi bowls are treasured as objects that surpass their original useful purpose and move into a realm of beauty brought on by the kintsugi master. Thus our brokenness, in light of the wounds of Christ still visible after the resurrection, can also mean that through making by honoring the brokenness, the broken shapes can somehow be a necessary component of the new world to come. And these are the stories that you and I share together. In one of them that one of you wrote in, you said this, the story I wanted did not include a pornography addiction. It did not include piles and piles of lies spanning decades, or my wife's utterly shattered trust that may never be repairable. It did not include days shaped predominantly by fear and shame, or the resulting near incapacity for intimacy and vulnerability, or the bent down towards isolation. And every one of us is broken, whether we acknowledge it or not, whether it looks dramatic or not. It's part of every one of our story. This is the nature of sin. This is the teaching of Scripture. The story I got, you go on, does include God's grace rising over my broken life like a sunrise. Inevitable, unstoppable, inescapable, warming, hardening, absolutely life-giving. It includes God's love like the tide, beating against the island fortress I built around myself. It includes an ongoing journey of healing and recovery that I struggle to believe still is possible. It includes the voice of God speaking to me as one of God's beloved children. The story I got includes indescribable beauty and a deep, aching longing for every wound to be healed. So another wonderful story. Somebody writes about how he had a wonderful job, but it was turning into kind of an idol, and then through a series of events ended up losing it. And then somebody recommended Become New, and he said, now, the rest is history. I'm part of the Confederacy of the Humbled. This is the theory of the shattered vase, the creation of something that's even more beautiful in its brokenness and then its healing. Here's how Paul puts that. He's been talking about how the God who said, let a light shine in the dark, has made his light shine in our hearts to give us light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Jesus. The treasure is God's love that we see in the face and the person of Jesus. But then Paul goes on, we have this treasure in jars of clay. We have this treasure. There's this contrast. And that treasure is God, the face of Jesus, supremely love. That love is real and it's coming your way. But we have it in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair. It's a remarkable thing to me just to think about Paul being perplexed, confused, disoriented, not... And yet here's this treasure. And yet here's this jar of clay. So as we come to the end of this series, two words for you today and for us going forward. Cherish the treasure and accept the jar. You know, if I think that all I have is a jar, then there's no hope and I'm just stuck in my misery. If I think that I'm all treasure, I don't have a clue. And then there's ego and distance and hiding and pretense and denial. We have this treasure in jars of clay. And somehow the way that God works, the brokenness becomes a part of the story. So today, whatever it is that you need to accept about your jar of clay, your body, your appearance, your history, that addiction, that divorce, that habit, that weakness, that child that's going a direction that you didn't want them to, that lost dream, whatever that is, okay, God, that's part of my jar of clay. I will meet you here. I won't pretend. I won't deny. I won't hide. I'll meet you here. And then, God, you love me. I can look in the face of Jesus and know that I, for all my inadequacies and all my problems and all my failures, I too am one who am loved. And it helps me to tell you this because when I'm telling you this, I'm telling myself, it's the strangest thing. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the all-surpassing power and greatness is from God and not us. And when we reveal the broken parts, the jar of clay, I was talking to somebody yesterday, long conversation, and part of what they were struggling with was feeling like a failure in their family. And then I could say, well, let me tell you my story about my failure and my pain in my family. And I don't understand how, but somehow in just telling that story, something flows. I had a long conversation yesterday with somebody who is involved in church ministry and is so bright and has so much to offer and is going through so much pain right now and feeling like such a failure. And should I just quit? And then I could say, well, let me tell you my story. And it involves lots of pain and lots of failure on my part. And yet, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. We have this treasure in jars of clay. And somehow the way that God works The beauty of the treasure is made that much more glorious when it's in the most unlikely setting. And that's your life. Cherish the treasure. Accept the jar. We are the fellowship of the withered hand. Stretch out your hand. I will see you in this Advent season, and we will journey together towards Christmas and that great news that God is with us.
Hey, thanks for joining us. My name is Tim, and I'm a part of the team here at Become New. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future videos from John. And you might like to know that John has hundreds more videos just like this one at our website, becomenew.com. You can go to the library there and browse and find something that might speak to you right now. You can also sign up for the email that goes along with each video there, or to receive a text alert whenever a new video is released. We wanted to let you know too that John's releasing a new book this February titled Steps, and we're really excited about it. You can pre-order that book at Amazon if you're interested, or if you want to just find out more information, you can do that at becomenew.com/steps. If you've got a prayer request, there's a group of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for viewers just like yourself. You can send us that text request at 855-888-0444 or at our email, connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.